Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now we've got Richard calling to the Money Pit. What can we do for you here?
Well, I've got a problem. About 2 years ago, I bought this house. It was built in 1970. And there's a rear patio that had a roof over it. It's not a patio. It was a wooden deck with a roof over it. And I made a room out of that that area. However, the decking was on the ground. It was ground level. You couldn't really get under there. And now I've got an odor coming up through the floors.
Were the decks over top of it?
It was a deck that was actually on the ground.
Right.
And I enclosed it into a room.
Hmm.
And the odor coming up seems to be a dampness, maybe a mildew smell.
Well, yeah, because decks aren't designed to be enclosed into rooms, so it is going to be very, very damp in that space, and you may very well get a mildew smell.
Okay. Is there anything I can do about that? Can it be vented or?
Well, what's below it right now?
Just dirt.
And is it open, wide open below there?
No, it's not. No, that's another thing I did is I poured a patio around it.
Oh, man. You know, you've done this in such a backwards fashion that it's hard for us to tell you how to get out from under this, Richard, because what's happening is you've essentially trapped this organic structure on top of soil, and then you've blocked all of the accesses to the side, so you can't even vent it correctly.
Well, I was wondering if something like radon, what they use to get radon out of the ground, if something like that would work, if I could tap in, because there's a closet in this room, I could tap through the floor and then vent it out through the top.
Well, you mean by putting in a ventilation system?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it might help. The other things that you can do is to try to take steps to reduce moisture around the foundation area, wherever this is, making sure your gutters are clean and free-flowing and water's discharging away from this area, make sure the soil's sloping away. Things of that nature may help to reduce the humidity, but it's really going to be a shot in the dark as to whether it works. Richard, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
You know, when you build something, you know, in such a non-conventional way, this is a good example of how problems can develop. And, you know, I can't tell you to vent this because there's no way to vent it. He's got the whole thing buried in concrete. It's a wood box surrounded in concrete.
So it's bound to get stuffy in there.
Yeah. Sooner or later, when you don't follow the rules, folks, this can happen to you too.
So call first, build later.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.